Going on, people, man. It's Daily Talks with Link, man. We're here with another episode, man. I want to thank everybody, man, and wish everybody a happy new year, man. Happy new year to everybody out there. Making sure everybody enjoy the good vibes. Sort of like a recap for 2021. 2021 for me really didn't go as planned as I wanted it. Just with a lot of things. But with the things that I did encounter, they definitely helped me grow as a person. You know, it most definitely didn't go as planned. But everything that I did go through is something that I can definitely say I learned from, gained a real experience from, real life, like real world type experience too. Like, most of this stuff is like life changing in a way. Like, you can only imagine. But yeah, 2021 was eventful for me. You know, you started, you know, a lot of things showed. I guess it's like something that clicked in your head when you like separate certain shit from things in your life that ain't gonna better you. Like, it's like something clicking in your head, like, I can't be doing. I guess that's for me. Like, I definitely can say that's definitely for me, because like the end of 2021 was like nigga, it was eventful, and little situations was happening amongst me, and it's like I handled them well. I most definitely did handle them well. So I can definitely say I'm more so for 2022. This year, I want more, like, more everything of what I had. But now, I really want to be focused. Yeah, man, just more focus and goddamn more discipline for this year. I think that's big for me at this moment right now. You know what I mean? I just really want to be more focused, more disciplined, you know what I mean? And more resilient to attacking my goals, you know what I mean? Like, I want to have like a certain level of focus. It's, you know, it's almost similar to the Kobe, the Mamba mentality on it. You know what I mean? I think I might just run with that. Like, for 2022, I think I gotta attack certain things I want, goals and stuff like that, with a Mamba mentality with it. Just gotta go hard at it. You know what I mean? Don't even take it for granted. Don't be light of it. Gotta actually just go out there and do it. So that's something I'm definitely gonna try to push throughout this whole 2022, just staying more resilient and focused, you know what I mean? Because damn, with so much going on with everything in the world today, it's so hard to stay focused, you know what I'm saying? I think that's super important. If you can find a way to just stay focused on what you really want to do and what you really determined to be and what you really see yourself in, you know what I'm saying? Because can't nobody tell you who is you. You know what I'm saying? You look in the mirror and know who is you. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you see, make it a reality. You know what I'm saying? The visions you see, it's just that staying focused. I think that's what we're going for 2022. Just staying focused. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Staying focused and finishing out whatever you put out there and set to do. You know what I mean? If you gotta a business you trying to put out, and you know what I mean, and you want certain levels of it to be certain, you know what I mean, it's like certain level and certain values of the business, and certain, you just gotta go out there and stay focused on it, man. We finishing it through. Don't just have it and be like, yeah, I'm doing this. You know, you get a lot of that, you know what I mean? People go out and tell you they doing something and it ain't really what's going on, or they put a little bit of effort into it. But this year, man, let's Let's follow through with things. Stay focused and follow through. You know what I mean? Big 2022, we stand down. I guess that's what we can do. 2022, we gonna stay down. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, bro. Like, 2022, we stand down. I don't wanna see you trying to do 60 different things at one time. Nah, 2022, we stand down. You know what I mean? You just got you a new job. Now you a paralegal. Stay down with it. You know what I mean? Wait till you stay down. You know what I mean? Don't. Stay down. You know what I mean? You trying to do what you do. You trying to stay down. You know what I mean? Don't. I'm doing. And then now you don't. Stay down. Please stay down. That's all we preach in 2022. Stand focused and stand down on whatever goals it is, whatever it is, whatever you feel like you need in this time, and whatever you feel like is gonna make you a better person, stay down with it. You know what I mean? Rome wasn't built in a day. You get what I'm saying? You take time. You gotta really stay down, stay focused, put the effort and detail into it. I mean, I think that's super huge, putting the effort and detail into it so you can stay focused, stay grindful, you know what I'm saying? Really doing all that make you more willful anyway when it comes to life, like by you staying down and staying focused. And I see this with a lot of my homies too, you know what I'm saying? Like I seen a lot of them when they first started doing whatever they doing, whether it's they rap, you know what I mean, whatever they into. But over time, you see them progressing with it. You know what I mean? Like, okay, that's possible if you stay down. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas weren't just saying, oh, I do this, and then they, 2-3 months later, they ain't on that no more. Nah, these guys really stand down on, stand firm what they doing. And it shows, you know what I mean? Any effort, though, like, a lot of times, the effort gonna show. Whether it's like you perfecting it or not, it's the effort though. Like the effort shows. I feel like sometimes when you are like you really good at it, of course that's gonna like, I mean, when you talented at it, of course that's gonna outshine most times if you're working hard everything else because it's talent. But effort gonna show. So you ain't even gotta be the best. But if a nigga see you putting that effort in, like, man, he consistent. He staying down. He, you know what I mean? He working his move. I seen the effort gonna show. And a lot of, you know, effort is that damn thing where I feel like that's the common working man thing. Like 9 times out of 10, most people can understand effort. Like, oh, okay. He ain't goddamn do the best, but goddamn, he out there goddamn. You know what I mean? He putting the effort into it. We can't do nothing. You can't do nothing but goddamn applaud that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else run the mile in 12 minutes. Big boy running in 25. You know what I'm saying? But it's like the effort. You get what I'm saying? They ain't knocking him. It's like, well, shit, he out there doing what he doing. He ain't bullshitting on it. It's the effort. So I think that's big too. Just being more mindful of your effort and whatever. And what you putting your energy into too. That's got to be big. We got to focus on that. I know it's a lot to focus on, but you want to stay focused on, like, disciplinary things. You know what I mean? Like, things you know that's going to help you better in the future. And I know a lot of times we be so much in the present, which is cool, bro. Like, I'm so, like, on that. Like, of course, be on the present. But if you really not, like, looking towards that future, bro, you're doing yourself a disservice. You know what I mean? Like, in all actuality, like, you can really, like, do yourself a disservice because, like, the present time is cool now, but I'm telling you, that future, man, that's important. Just for, like, everything in life, too. That go down to your seeds, you know what I mean? Family, everything. So, like, the future is very important. So, I just think we should have more mindset and be more, a little more mindful on that. In terms of how we want our future to progress. A lot of times we get wrapped up in the now. You know what I mean? And which is is very understandable, because you know what I'm saying, I'm for the now, because you never know. So, but you gotta have the future. Like, it's only right. You know what I'm saying? It makes it easier for anything after you. You know what I mean? I think that's how I really look at it. Like, it makes it easier for anything after me right now. Like, if I could do some good shit now, I know the future is all right. You know what I mean? So, you want to have that present mind of, like, really what's going on. But then again, you gotta have that also, like, that visionary mindset. Like, the ability to see before it's even there. You know what I mean? Manifest it. You know what I mean? You gotta have the ability to manifest, because manifestation is so important. It's so important. Like, to a level where I feel like we definitely gotta do it more and encourage each other more about it. You know what I mean? I think manifestation really starts with your environment too. Like, what you around, what allows you to think that way and portray that thought. You get what I'm saying? Like, you be looking at people like, damn, everything they say they do is happening. They know how to do it. It's like, well, you gotta take a look at their environment too. Like, that's probably like the number one thing. Like, is the nigga surrounded by a negative thought? You know what I'm saying? I was listening to Steve Harvey the other day. What'd he say? He said, you could kill a big dream by telling it to a small-minded person. You get what I'm saying? And I was like, I felt it. Like, you damn sure can't kill a great dream if you tell it to a small-minded person. So it's like, you want to be mindful of the thought. You just got to be goddamn mindful. Like, you got to, because that's just how life is now. Most definitely. But yeah, man. As far as 2021, wrap it up. It was a good year for me. I mean, it wasn't a good, super good year for me, but it was in terms of me learning and experiencing and learning. I think that 2021 was that. I could say that. Experiencing and learning. Them two things, they went hand in hand with me all year. Just experiencing different things and then being able to learn on it. You know what I'm saying? Being in situations and the way I was moving in certain things. And now I'm at a position where it's like, it's really different right now. It's really different. Like, it's different. So I'm definitely wanna, for me, in terms of the podcast for 2022, I just need to, I say the same shit almost every year for this shit, but I'm most definitely gonna focus a little more. I wanna spice this shit up a little bit, so I'm gonna definitely try to get into that more. But yeah. I wish everybody to have a great, wonderful new year. Bring it in. Stay in focus. That's all we doing. Bringing it in, stay in focus. All right, peace and love to everybody. Happy New Year.